Last Thursday, I had a rather unusual day. So at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I decided to take a nap. So I told Renee, I said, "Renee, if you need me, just text me." So I went home. I turned on the TV, ready for Netflix. I got on the couch, tried to lie down. And then around maybe, it just took me a few minutes. There was an email that says, "Father, we need you at the hospital." I'm like, really? I mean, I'm barely taking a nap. So I said to myself, should I respond to the email or not? Should I say yes to Leah or not? But I did. I allowed myself to be interrupted. Or I allowed my nap, if I may say, to be interrupted. So I went to the hospital and I ministered not only to the patient, but I also ministered to the family. On my way home, I was thinking of my reaction to the interruption that took place. I said to myself, interruption happens quite often in our lives. And sometimes when we are interrupted in doing something that we think is important, like my nap, we get impatient and we react to it or respond to it differently. And sometimes not only do we get impatient, but we ask ourselves, why? Why now? Why me? Why at this time? I realize, though, that those times of interruptions could sometimes be a God moment. Those moments of interruptions could sometimes be God calling me to encounter Him in something that perhaps I think is not quite important, but for God, it is very important. That those interruptions in life can be a grace moment where God reveals Himself to all of us. And in that interruption, God becomes even more present as we minister to one another. I thought of that experience last Thursday as I reflected on our gospel reading today. Jesus, as we are told by St. Mark, had just disembarked. Remember last weekend, Jesus said, "Let us cross to the other side." And they did. And as he was getting off the boat, there was a synagogue official who approached Jesus with a very important task. He says to Jesus, "Master, teacher, please come and lay your hand on my daughter who is sick." Jesus immediately responded to the request of the synagogue official. And as they were on their way to the house of Jairus, Jesus was interrupted. A woman who was very sick, said to himself, "I heard about this Jesus. If only but I could touch the cloak of this man, I'm sure I'll be healed." Keep in mind, this woman was unclean, and she's a woman, so during the time of Jesus, she had no right to approach a Jewish man like Jesus. So he did it, in, She did it in secret and said, if only I could do this, if only I could touch the cloak. And so she did. And she realized that she was healed. Jesus then, knowing, according to St. Mark, knowing that there was power that came out of him, stopped. Stop and ask, who touched me? Who touched me? But prior to asking that, when Jesus stopped and ministered to the woman, imagine the reaction of the synagogue official. Imagine the reaction of Jairus. Jairus was probably impatient. He was probably saying to himself, why? We can't stop. My daughter is dying. Don't you get it? Really, you want me to stop and you want us to administer to this woman? But Jesus allowed himself to be interrupted. And because Jesus allowed himself to be interrupted, this fleeting moment became a moment of grace. Why? Because from this woman, Jairus learned something. He learned something. He learned from the faith of the woman, the great faith of the woman. If only I could touch the hem, the cloak of Jesus, I know I'll be healed. She trusted in Jesus. She knew that her faith would do something and heal her. And that is what Jesus wanted to teach Jairus. Not that Jesus wanted to be interrupted, but that interruption, that moment was a God moment. It was an encounter with the living God, teaching Jairus and the other officials what faith is all about. What faith is all about. Then, of course, we know from the sacred scripture today that the synagogue officials went to Jairus and said, why do you bother Jesus? Your child is dead. And what did Jesus say to him? Do not fear. Just have faith. Basically saying to Jairus, see this woman? Remember this woman. Remember her faith. Remember her trust. Remember her faith and her trust. And really, my friends, Jesus did not only heal the daughter of Jairus, but more so raised Jairus' daughter to life. That God moment, that interruption was very important for Jairus because it was a revelation of what he must do, what he must imitate, and what faith is all about. You and I, my brothers and sisters, we go through a lot of interruptions in life. And as I've said, we respond to those interruptions in different ways. You and I know that we have been living our life in a nice way, enjoying our life, and suddenly we have been interrupted with what? The pandemic. And even in this interruption of the pandemic, we can find a God moment. We can certainly find an encounter experience, an encounter with our living God. A God who roots for life. A God who roots for all of us. A God who is a God of hope and compassion and mercy. We look at our lives, my brothers and sisters, and we ask ourselves sometimes with those interruptions, when things don't go our way, when things don't go our way, maybe those times we are making some room for our God, where God can reveal to all of us what He wants us to do. Maybe those moments of interruptions when God calls us to do something, they're more important than the things that we might think are more important. And so today, as we gather, let us think of those interruption moments, those moments of interruptions. Yes, we can be impatient, just like me, when I got interrupted. But we can think of it in a different way. That maybe God is calling you, God is calling me, to engage in helping those who are in need to encounter the living God in those moments where God is calling us to do something.